All you had to do was read the headlines after Phil Mickelson saw a final round lead turn into a second place finish at Marion Golf Club. Another missed opportunity for Phil. Mickelson falls short again. Phil Mickelson feels agony of defeat again. Mickelson's sixth U.S. Open runner-up finish has made him the Buffalo Bills of golf. Call him Buffalo Phil. But don't feel sorry for Mickelson. Don't feel bad. For his sixth second-place U.S. Open finish, Mickelson earned just shy of $700,000. That's $700,000. Done feeling sorry for him yet? My point is simple. Mickelson isn't bad, he's just second best, out of 144 of the world's best golfers, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Did I mention that he won $700,000? It's one of the big problems I have with my fellow media and fans. We want to write a Hollywood script so badly that when the ending doesn't turn out the way it was written in our minds, we have to blame the hero. Tragedy indeed. Listen to Bill Dwyer writing in the LA Times. He wrote, "The only thing more baffling than Phil Mickelson's inability to finish the deal in a U.S. Open is the delight so many people seem to take in that. From my vantage point, he appears to be the most unpopular, popular person in sports. I don't get it. Never have." The words of Bill Dwyer. Certainly fans have the right to their opinions. I just wish they would think a little harder before they express them. There are those who are big Phil Mickelson fans, and there are those who are not. And most of the ones who are not dislike him a lot. Part of it stems from the rivalry Mickelson has had with Tiger Woods, and it's hard to believe there hasn't been at least a little racial component to that. And part of it is due to those who look at Mickelson as the spoiled rich golf kid who never had to work for anything. He has earned more than $71 million playing golf as a pro. Earlier this year, he complained about paying too much in taxes. That didn't sit well with people who could only hope to make what Phil pays in taxes. Stupid thing to say, but show me a sports celebrity who hasn't said or done something stupid. Measure against the few bad things Mickelson has done or said all of the good things. By all accounts, he is a good husband and father. In fact, he flew across the country to attend his daughter's 8th grade graduation the day before the U.S. Open's first round. And he flew back just in time for his 7 a.m. tee time. Nice personal sacrifice, maybe even putting his entire Open performance in jeopardy. Except that he came out and shot a first-round 67. Mickelson turned 43 years old the day of the U.S. Open's final round. He has won 41 PGA tournaments, the Masters, the PGA, the Players' Championship, but he's never won the U.S. Open and he's never won the British. Has finished second there, too. He'll get another chance to add that major next month at Muirfield in Scotland. And if he does not, that'll be okay, too. Because Phil Mickelson, no matter how you slice it, is a pretty darn good golfer and a pretty darn good guy. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.